Kara, I've got a question for you.
What's your question, Katie?
Do you believe in aliens?
I've been friends with them my whole life.
Aw. Well, hi, everyone.
Maybe not romantically, though. Just putting that on the record. Platonic.
Hi, everyone. This is Kinks and Cocktails, a podcast where we discuss different kinks every episode. So, yeah, my name is Katie.
And Kara.
So, how have you been, Kara?
I've been doing good.
Yeah? Anything new going on? Or?
I don't think we talked about this before, but did I tell you about the cheese raffle?
Did we talk? We talked about it in person, but I don't think on the podcast. So tell our listeners.
Yeah. Yes. So we went to a cheese raffle and we won a ton of cheese.
Not me and Kara. I didn't go. I almost went.
Other friends.
Yeah.
We went and we literally won 3 bags of like tons of cheese, like so much cheese.
I saw pictures. There was a lot.
It was.
Everyone, can you tell that we live in the Midwest?
Do we get a snit with our Bloody Marys? Yes, we do.
Yes. Yeah, anywhere else in the country, if like Danny and I are on vacation, like, oh, where's our beer back for our Bloody Marys? And they're like, a what?
Yeah.
What? They're like, you're just trying to get free beer. I'm like, no, it's a thing.
It's a thing. This is how you do it.
Yeah. We have to explain it. They're like, okay.
Yeah. and then they always end up giving you a full-size beer instead of like.
Yeah, because they don't know what we mean. We're like, okay.
And then they charge you for the full thing for everything.
Like, no, in the Midwest, it's free.
It's a back. A chaser.
Like a chaser for your drink?
Yes. So much confusion.
They look at us like we're crazy, like we're just alcoholics. Like, yeah, I don't know. Not much going on with me. Not really. Lots more bingo. I don't know. I'm turning into an old lady now.
You guys went to bingo on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you win anything?
I didn't win, but somebody at our table did.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were the prizes? Purses?
Cash.
Oh, the best.
I only like cash bingo.
Yeah.
Well, we did go to Bingo Loco.
Uh-huh.
That was like the bingo rave.
Oh.
And that was like, it's like a traveling bingo event, and it was,
That sounds like that could be a kink in itself.
Bingo?
Like a bingo rave.
Well, like, so,
it was not
cash prizes.
Did you actually play bingo?
Yes.
Or did you just dance?
No, there was dancing, but the way that it was set up, wasn't that great? You had to, like, go on stage if you won and, like, compete for your prizes. Like, they would make you sing a song or dance the Macarena or something silly.
Wow.
And it was, the prizes weren't even cash. It was, like, a 6-foot pink teddy bear or, like, I don't know.
Carnival prizes.
Yeah. We left, like, an hour before it was done. It was 3 hours long.
Uh-huh.
It was, and you know me, I love bingo.
Right.
So for me to leave.
Like, right. And you love music. So it's,
yeah,
like, taking the two and putting them together.
It was not what we thought it was going to be. They had everybody squished in there like sardines, so much so, where people, including myself, were standing up on our chairs to dance.
Oh.
Because you couldn't even like, which made it fun, but.
You know what that means?
What?
We have to throw our own bingo rave.
Ooh, a Kinks and Cocktails bingo?
And make it better.
Make it kinky?
Yeah.
I like this.
Or more bingo-y, I don't know.
Both.
A little bit of both.
Oh, that would be like my favorite day ever.
Kinky bingo.
Yes.
What's not little love?
Oh my God. We'll talk that about, yes, we'll talk about it. All right. So should we give a Bianca update?
We absolutely should.
Yes. So to everyone listening, Bianca is our mascot blow-up sex doll from our last episode about sex dolls. She's doing great. Bianca's been busy. She studies. She's a DJ now. She has a new alien friend that we got her today for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they friends? Are they lovers?
We didn't really, you don't really want to be ageist or anything like that or sizist, but.
Sizist? The alien's really
he's
small.
Really small.
Like, is it her baby?
I don't know.
If it's her lover, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know her sexual orientation. I don't know the alien's pronouns. I don't know. We'll have to create a story.
Right. We can't just assume.
Right.
That it's her lover because it's the size of a baby.
Right.
But that could be just his.
Just his size.
His culture. I don't know.
It could be 100 years old.
It could be his biology. Yeah, it could be like Star Wars. It could be.
Yes.
You know.
Or no matter
like
what.
Yoda. Like Yoda.
Yes.
He's a little guy.
No matter. They need a name. The alien needs a name. We'll get it figured out for the next.
We need to learn more about him.
Me too.
If it's a him, I don't even know.
Right. See, we'll figure it out. But once we figure it out, we'll post more updates on Bianca's OnlyFans accounts. It's free. So if you're on OnlyFans or follow people on OnlyFans, it's OnlyFans.com/KinkyBianca. Or if you want to support us and follow her adventures and more behind the scenes stuff. And from now on, we're only putting bonus episodes on Patreon. So they'll no longer be free, but it's only $1 a month. So you can join that at patreon.com/kinksandcocktails. So yeah, I guess that's all the Bianca updates.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was the one update you glossed over about her.
Oh yeah, Bianca got a new tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, an alien jizzing all over her leg tattoo. It's...
You know, I don't know that that's what it is, but it's definitely secretions.
It's something.
Which leads us to another thing today as well.
Definitely. Yes, that's true. Should we go over our drink and snack pairing?
Well, did we even tell them what this episode is about, other than our lead-in?
Aliens. There we go. So alien abduction sex.
Which exophilia?
Exophilia, thank you. Yes.
Xenophilia.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a few different...
All of the philias.
All the philias. All the E.T. philias.
Well, not all of them. We can't cover that in one episode.
No, absolutely not. But so, our drink pairing, what was it called, Kara?
Alien secretions.
Yes. And it's
just like Bianca's tattoo.
Yes. And it's a green drink. It's delicious. Oh, yeah. Let's try it, actually. Mm-hmm. We haven't tried our little... We made it. You can watch it on TikTok or whatever. Let's try it.
A little cheers first.
Yes. Clink and drink. Ooh.
Mm.
That's good.
It's very spring breaky.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It might seem like being on a beach.
Like something that you would drink out of a test tube.
maybe not the beach. Maybe being abducted on the from the beach.
There you go.
I'll be chilling in the UFO spaceship drinking this.
In Arizona.
In Arizona.
They have beaches there.
Dry ones. There's a beach by Area 51.
Yeah, dry ones. Lots of sand. Oh my goodness.
And our snack pairing. So we did like freeze-dried candy.
It's, what is it, alien parts?
Yes, I think so.
Where's the box? I think it's alien parts.
I think it is alien. I think you're right.
Yeah.
It's like a finger.
We have some brains.
An eyeball. I think.
A green finger.
Yeah, that's an alien finger.
Just all kinds of different body parts of different colors.
Yeah. I like freeze-dried candy.
I do too. Which one are you going to have, Katie?
I think I'm going to try a brain.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm just really interested in the finger.
Which one?
The yellow one.
Yellow and red with a red fingernail.
Because I feel like Bianca's friend might have lost the green one.
So yeah.
I'm gonna leave that one alone because they might want that one back.
Yeah. All right, okay. Let's try it.
Oh.
You're gummy.
That's a real tooth cracker.
All right, I can't even do it. Do I just suck on it?
I feel...
I'm glad I didn't get the finger, just sucking on a finger over here.
I feel like it needs to be freeze-dried more.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't package it right to keep it.
Yeah, because usually
crunchy.
Usually the freeze-dried stuff, you just put it in your mouth and it just kind of like melts.
It's like crunchy. Yeah.
It's like just really hard.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering too, because these were, I believe, gummies before. So maybe that's why they're chewy. I don't think I've had freeze-dried gummies before. I've only had like Skittles.
I don't know. I have a friend who like has a business out of this.
Uh-huh.
And this is, it's not the right texture.
That's I can't. Sure. Well, we're not going to say the brand, but.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we tried. It's still aesthetically pleasing.
It is. It's pretty to look at. Dental clinics sponsor us when we break our teeth on this.
Yes, please.
I'm putting mine back.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty. You can see pictures of it.
It is really pretty.
On our Instagram.
It's good in theory.
Yes.
When executed the right way.
It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. Should we get into some fun facts about aliens?
Is that where we're jumping into?
Do we have anything before that? Drink pairing. Mm-hmm. We talked about Bianca.
Let's jump in.
All right. Okay, fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
So March 20th is National Alien Abduction Day. Pretty good timing for this episode. It's close to the state. Mm-hmm. There are 77 Kinksters that have it tagged on FetLife. 4,700 clips in the aliens category and clipsforsale.com. So abductees actually prefer the term experiencers. Oh. So after learning that, I'm going to try to not say abductees and say experiencers, but we slip up. Sorry. We're new to this.
some of them might be willing.
Right. Yeah. So this is our first time talking about this. So if we slip that up, sorry, all of you experiencers out there. See, next fun fact. So you've heard of alien encounters of the first, second, and third kind. I realized doing my research, I didn't know the difference in all three of them. Mm-hmm. I've heard of them before, but I didn't know. I was like, wait a minute. So
like the different like races?
No. So like, okay, I'll explain. So everybody listening who doesn't know either. So close encounters of the first kind refers to sightings of UFOs at a close range.
Oh, okay.
Close encounters of the second kind involves physical effects such as damage to vegetation, animals, or the environment as a result of the encounter. I'm guessing like crop circles and stuff like that.
Or like the cow mutilation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And close encounters of the third kind involves direct contact with ETs. That includes seeing or interacting with them, the aliens themselves. So basically what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fun facts.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a movie based off of it. And
right.
Yeah, but we didn't know the different kinds.
I never thought about it until... Yeah.
Different levels of experience.
Yes, exactly.
Makes sense.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
All right, so the next fun fact is pretty great. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so did you know that there's alien abduction insurance?
Yep. No, there isn't.
There is. Only one company sells it.
Does Heidi Klum have it?
No.
Because her legs are insured.
Oh, my God. So it's St. Lawrence Agency. Of course, they're from Florida.
Uh-huh.
I'm not surprised it's not from Arizona. Like
I know, right? Yeah, or Montana or yeah, Utah.
That'd be perfect.
And the Mesa area.
Yes.
That just seems more appropriate, but okay.
Yeah. So anyways, so they've been selling it since 1987, and it's not an actual real insurance policy. It's just sold as like a fun novelty thing. Like you can get it for a friend as a gag gift. You won't get compensated if there's some sort of proof you've been abducted or if there's an alien invasion. If there really is, like they don't cover that. Hmm. Do you want to hear the policy?
I don't know that. Did they see what happened today in California?
No. Oh yeah. Explain that quick.
Oh, I don't know. Should I? It's really kind of divergent here.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a different episode.
Well, yeah, it is a different episode.
We'll give the brief headline was that a man in California was caught dragging a human leg, taking bites out of it.
Like zombie
like
side.
Yeah, like a real one. So, okay. But
we'll cover it when we do a zombie episode.
Yep.
That'd be fun.
I'm sure that's a fetish too.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's what the insurance policy reads. So the insurance certificate includes coverage for multidimensional joyrides and sarcasm from immediate family members. You can also qualify for double indemnity coverage, $20 million, if any of the following occur. The alien insists on conjugal visits. The encounter results in offspring. The alien refers to you as a nutritional food source. You can provide proof of your abduction and return with a claim form. So the insurance agency's website states that anyone is eligible regardless of age or frequent flyer status. It also sells monoliths, which you can get engraved with your name. So getting a payout is virtually impossible. It requires a signature from the onboard alien that abducted you.
Okay.
But there has been two people who have filed claims successfully.
What?
Yeah. So a New York cab driver who told them their story and a train conductor also from New York who sent in a Polaroid of a bright light claiming it was a UFO and that he was abducted from it. The agency stuck to its terms of a $10 million payout, paying them $1 per year for 10 million years.
That is some genius marketing right there.
Right?
I'm like, okay, how do you get the alien to sign it?
Like, excuse me, I'm sorry, Sir Alien or whoever, can you sign this, please?
They were in on it together.
Right.
They're like,
if like you, paired up.
If you abduct me, mm-hmm. we will get paid.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. And so what's the cost of the policy? $24.95 for a digital certificate, $29.95 for a physical certificate mailed to you, and $30 to frame it. Should Kinks and Cocktails get a certificate?
Well, I feel like Bianca needs one.
Bianca will need one. She's already been abducted. We have proof.
We do have proof. She's been tattooed.
And we have her alien friend. Mm-hmm. We should send them a picture we'll send a picture of him signing it. Yep. And maybe we'll try to get this policy. And maybe they'll pay us out $1 mm-hmm. per year for 10 million years. Let's do it. Okay, so going into this episode, I thought we're going to see more like, I don't know, actual aliens, like from the movie Mars Attacks or like the tall green dudes, you know, mm-hmm. like E.T. But there's so many different kinds of aliens that I didn't even
know. Like I did not know that there was like different races. When you, when you jump down to this like wormhole, they interact with each other.
Right.
Like there's overlords they have different like castes. Of aliens.
I didn't even know that the tentacles were part of this. Like tentacle porn is alien porn. Mm-hmm. And then you can do like the parasites mm-hmm. porn and like there's so it was alien face, is such face, a huge umbrella term.
Face huggers.
Yes, the face hugger people. Yes.
Like, there's a lot of subgenres.
So many. So many. Oh my God, I showed you the rapper Little Mayo. He's like a famous alien rapper.
Oh, yeah, you did.
He gets so many women because he's like a chick magnet. And yes. Like, I love him. Lil Mayo, sponsor us.
Lil Mayo.
So, yeah, that's it for like fun facts.
I have a fun fact.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any?
Not a ton, but I just had one because I was just like diving down the historical section of things. But Central America was just kind of like a hotbed of like sightings and whatnot.
Was it?
Yep. But 1 in 16 people in Panama reported seeing UFOs, right? So that's a lot. That's like a big chunk of the country, right?
That is a lot.
1/3 of those people reported having an intense sexual desire afterwards.
Like for humans or for aliens or just...
Just an overall...
In general.
...feeling of...
Ooh.
Libido.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, and then also I did like a Google search on Amazon and there's like a huge fiction category of just like variety of erotica. And some of the titles, Katie, oh my goodness.
What are they?
Some of the titles, The Willing Prisoner, Alien Sex Series, Earth Brides and Alien Warriors.
Oh, God. I like that one.
Desired by the Alien Prince and the Mating Games.
Oh, my God.
So huge, huge things happening on Amazon as far as, you know.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So many, like, fan fiction and stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll go over that a bit later, but mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I didn't really get into books. You did.
Oh, yeah. I got into books just because that's where a lot of, like, the UFOologists have... like made their work published or collected articles.
Yeah. And that has to do with a lot of history. Do you want to move on to history?
Yeah. I mean, I can jump into history. This was like a more difficult topic to do history on because
definitely,
even though alien encounters are, you know, documented throughout history, not everybody wants to admit that they, you know, got it on with one of them or whatnot. So there's not a ton of documentation of that.
And even if you did say that, a lot of times you weren't believed.
Yeah, or so, you were like institutionalized.
So they're not going to take it seriously and document it seriously.
Yeah. So needless to say, as far as the history of exophilia, just throughout history, different civilizations just have had some myths and lore and religion surrounding encounters with different entities. We've just kind of had a fascination with things that are kind of beyond our understanding.
Right.
Let's see here. So kind of where this started was just like with early like scientific speculation. Like during the Enlightenment period, there was like thinkers like Giordano Bruno and Johannes Kepler that just kind of proposed the idea of inhabited like worlds beyond Earth. And some of their ideas just kind of like paved the way for later scientific inquiry into extraterrestrial life.
Okay.
Also, like, in the 19th century, science fiction was, like, just a huge, huge thing. Authors like Jules Verne and H.G. Wells just kind of fascinated readers with some imaginative narratives of remote universes. And then also just, like, pop culture. The later half of the 20th century and 21st century, they were just kind of like perpetuated by like media, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So things that were like movies, TV, video games, literature, popularity with Star Trek, Star Wars, Doctor Who, just kind of gave a range of places and beings for like the public to fall in love with.
For sure.
And then also just like space exploration, like mid 20th century, you know, we launched satellites and crewed missions into space. NASA and the Soviet space program just kind of fueled obsessions with like ET, and events just like the Apollo moon landing and the Voyager missions just kind of stirred up our imaginations a bit.
Yeah.
And then like in recent times, you know, the UFOologists, you've got astrobiology, astronomy, planetary science, just kind of expanded our knowledge of space and boosted, everybody's interest in extraterrestrial life.
For sure.
And then like also just like ancient civilizations, and even like there's the UFOologists that kind of make notes of like in the past whenever there was anything that was just like unexplained, whether they called it a demon or a fairy or a gnome or whatever, they all kind of have similar patterns of things. And if you kind of substitute like demon for alien, you know, a lot of those encounters are similar. So maybe they've been talking about the same thing, but just
you mean like in the Bible, like demons?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or like spirits, or like right. Even like fairies. Fairies are promiscuous and they have, you know,
yes.
Whatever shape head and eyes, and they kidnap people and they leave changelings as babies. It's like it could be interchangeable with alien for sure.
That is a good point.
Yeah. So, and like even like in ancient Egypt, like they had artifacts and hieroglyphs like kind of resembling like spaceships. The Sumerians left behind the Epic of Gilgamesh, which translated to like being described as encounters with beings from other planets.
Wow.
Even like ancient East Indian texts, they left the Vedas contains references to flying machines. And Native Americans have handed down just like lore through the centuries with about talking about sky or star people.
Oh.
And here's one of the most interesting ones, like historically speaking, is like the ancient Greek and Roman mythology.
Yeah.
Because basically like the Greek and the Roman gods were basically like based off of like celestial bodies. Right. So,
okay.
So yeah. Like Zeus was Jupiter, Aphrodite was Venus. And they were often, like, in the stories depicted as, like, they were romancing or mating with mortals.
I didn't even think about this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they were always, like, having hybrid children with, like, mortals. And usually the kids of their offspring were really kind of special. Right. Right.
They're, like, so, hybrids.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, basically, they kind of think, like, could that have been alien? You know, whatnot, because
yeah,
they were named after planets.
I didn't even think about this.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep. And then let's see here. What else?
Because even like going back to like Egyptian times, isn't there like the theory that the pyramids were built?
Oh yeah. Like we didn't have the technology to be able to, like you would have to have, they were like 10,000 laborers to carry one block and they had to have advanced science to build them and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's another thing out there called the ancient astronaut theory. And this was just like a hypothesis that suggested that advanced ETs visited Earth in ancient times and influenced our civilization and possibly genetically manipulated human evolution.
Ooh.
Thus getting into hybridization.
Yeah.
So, and that's pretty much it about like the history of things. And well, not necessarily just the overview of it. I do have some other specific examples throughout our times of just some encounters that have been documented. So, and these come from the book called Screwed by Aliens. So this is a real book. It's supposed to be real alien encounters.
This is the one that you read, right?
I read a majority of it.
I want to read it.
Yes. Yeah. So I have a few different people that had their encounters here. So
okay.
One of them was Whitley Schreiber, who claims that an alien inserted a 1 foot long anal probe. And he claimed it was alive, but then was surprised when he saw it that it was like mechanical.
Ooh.
In 1956, Elizabeth Clare fell head over heels for an alien named Akon.
Okay, Akon. Wow.
Who said she was chosen for breeding purposes to infuse new blood into their ancient race.
Was he just like, are they, I don't know their pronouns, or aliens. Are they just super attractive, or were they doing some sort of mind thing with her?
A lot of them do have like the mind thing. A lot of them have like, and you'll get more into that on the psychology of things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of them have this like calming, even though they're terrified, they have this calming thing where it's like, yeah, you're gonna be okay. This is great. You like this. So she was impregnated, but she was having trouble breathing on the planet Metan. So she returned home and was visited by Akon and her son in 1963.
Oh, so she had a son with the alien.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And they visited her because she couldn't live on the planet with them because she couldn't breathe.
Okay.
Yep. And then 1957.
Well, that's sad.
I mean, it's a little sad, but it seems to be kind of a theme of this hybrid children is that, you know, they're raised elsewhere in the galaxies and then they come back to visit, or the mom or the dad end up being taken to see them. That kind of seems to be a common theme.
Going to the psychology behind that just a little bit, because we'll get into that later, but I wonder if that's part of their story because they can't prove it because it didn't happen, or if it's like the aliens are just thinking that we're just such a dumb planet, they don't want to raise their kids on it. Yeah. Or we're not advanced enough. Like, yeah. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me, but go ahead.
Yeah. Are they improving our bloodline? Are we improving theirs? Right. I don't know. So this is one that tends to be like really popular with within the communities. Is in 1957, Antonio Villas Boas, a Brazilian farmer, reported he was forced to have sex with a red-haired, pointy-breasted feminoid.
Ooh. Some Madonna breasts going on there. Yeah, pointy. I like it.
They were Vogue. When she left, or when he left, she implied she was pregnant and would have his children somewhere else in the universe.
Okay.
Yeah. Moving along, 1965, Suzanne Brown was visited by, and here's the crazy thing. There's all different kinds of aliens, right? She was visited by a 5-foot-tall Nordic alien.
What does that mean?
So there's different kinds of aliens, and there's actually like Nordic ones that look like Nordic people. They're like super blonde, blue eyes.
They look like humans then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Nordic human.
Yeah.
And so this one had blonde shoulder length hair. The visit started when she was 12 and began as loving, but by the end she was kind of terrified. His name was Miracle, and he communed telepathically and brought her aboard a spaceship. In one instance, she had intense pain and pressure in her abdomen, and the alien confronted her for saying he was taking what was his.
Wait, this didn't all happen when she was 12, did it?
No. This was over a lot of the years.
Okay, yeah. So all the sexual stuff happened later.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He, like, groomed her, basically.
Ugh, still gross.
So, and then after he said that he was taking what was his or theirs, her clothes were covered in blood like she had had a miscarriage. And he took her aboard the spaceship and showed her a child that was frail and gray. And her last visit was at 39 years of age.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So had a kid. It wasn't a miscarriage. Had a kid.
From 12 to 39.
Sounds like a sickly kid or might have been of the gray species.
Right. We don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe it was super healthy.
Yeah. You don't know. Frail and gray might be healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. And then 1978, Jose Ignacio had missing time under hypnosis, he revealed he was abducted to a spacecraft with a circular room where he was naked with a woman. And he was told that he was safe and they had intercourse on like a net-like structure. And his descriptions of the event were so graphic that the researchers had to erase the tape.
What does that mean?
So, like, in the researcher tapes, like, literally, like, he was so specific and detailed that they had to delete the tape because it was explicit.
Did they explain it in the book?
No.
I want to know the stories.
The tape was, we gotta hunt for the tape.
Yeah.
I want this tape. We gotta find the missing recording.
I want this tape. I'm gonna note that in my notes for the bonus episode for this.
There you go.
We're gonna search for this tape.
Yep. Here's another interesting one because, you know, a big theme with all of these is that, you know, they plant images of like well-being and safety into your head to, you know, so you aren't scared.
Right.
In the 1980s, John Smith, sounds like an alias, doesn't it?
John. Right. Yes. John Doe. John Smith.
He reported being taken onto an aircraft where an instrument was inserted into his nose. Okay.
Reminds me of a COVID test.
His body was then bathed in light and he became aroused. Erotic images were implanted into his mind and a device had been attached to his genitals. He finished and then a female alien calmed him and he woke up in his car.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And now here is...
So, wait, he got like... They stuck something up his nose and that turned him on somehow.
Maybe they just had it in the wrong hole. I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously it was like medical like, something, right? They put it something in his nose, some kind of instrumentation there.
Yeah.
But then they collected his semen. Maybe that's how they projected the images in his brain.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's so wild.
It is really wild, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then the last instance that I have here, and this is kind of all like, these are vintage stories here.
Okay.
So, 1982, a woman named Pamela claimed a reptilian humanoid immobilized her with a high-pitched sound, flipped her on her stomach, and had a tantric sex ritual with her. And after the encounter, she had 5 scratch marks on her upper arm. As if it was like reptilian claws.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, and I was just going to say the scars that were left behind were still visible after they healed.
Okay. Was she saying this was like consensual? She enjoyed it or no?
You know, that with the whole reptilian ones, that's kind of, it can be dicey.
I'm just curious about this story.
Some people say about, in that particular story, it didn't say one way or the other. Okay. But apparently the reptilian guys have, like, they're kind of, they've had their way with humanity a lot.
Okay.
Maybe not so much consensually.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I know, right?
That's getting into a whole different conspiracy episode. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
But there's also others that said that it was the best sex they've ever had.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
I guess maybe it just depends on who the reptilian is.
And who the human is.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's about it for the history portion.
I liked it. You covered a lot of things I didn't even think about. You did a good job, Kara.
Thanks.
For real.
Thank you.
All right. So I guess we'll move on to psychology. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So from what I read during my research, we might be dealing with the false memory phenomenon here. So psychologists have long known that human memory is fallible. But many people fail to realize just how easy it is for false memories to be implanted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the deal. So a lot of people who claim they've been abducted by UFOs remember or recover these experiences while they're under hypnosis. Now it gets tricky, so stay with me. So when you're under hypnosis, it's kind of like your brain's defenses are down, obviously. And it's easier for suggestions to get in there and mess with your memories. So the person doing the hypnosis really believes in UFOs or paranormal and stuff like that and doesn't really have any answers to give the person who's being hypnotized. And the person being hypnotized wants answers. But why they're feeling messed up, like, you know, psychologically, it's pretty easy for the hypnotist to beliefs and person's own desires to kind of mix together and tell the person, like, oh, I think this is aliens. That's why you're feeling this way, and kind of implant a memory in them during hypnosis. And it could also be for the own, like, hypnosis, like, for their practice.
Mm-hmm. Like biases. Or
to monetize it more. Like, yeah. Oh, they told me it was aliens. Oh, my God. Right. Like, you know.
I'm going to write a book about it.
A money grab. Yeah. So there's that. So there was a study about people who believe they've been abducted by aliens. The study uncovered some intriguing connections. It found that people who reported alien abductions often had experiences like, paralysis. Did I say that right? No, correct me. See, I always say paralysis or paralysis. I'm like, no, that's wrong. It's one word in my vocabulary. I just cannot. Is that right?
Paralysis.
Thank you. Every single time. Okay. I'm going to work on it. So if they have those experiences, so a history of being hypnotized and a strong interest in the paranormal and extraterrestrial stuff, they just kind of combined it all. Like, oh, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, like false memories, or you find anything, you connect anything in your mind to make sense of.
Well, it's kind of like when you dream.
Right.
Like when you dream, your brain is just kind of trying to make sense of things.
Yeah.
And it's like filing and storing information in different places or working through traumas. Like your brain is really busy when you dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think like under a hypnosis session that is, I mean, you're in a highly suggestible state.
Correct.
Not to minimize anyone's alien romances or anything like that.
Right.
We believe.
Yes.
We believe. But yeah, there's the flip side of that coin where, you're in a highly suggestible state.
Yes.
And you're just grasping at, like, connections to things.
And
like
so.
Like a dream state.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, Carrie, you being a nurse, you're going to like this part.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not. I don't know. So, all right. So people, let me reread this. So with people with their alleged alien encounters sounded eerily similar to like medical procedures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense. Like you're in an altered state of consciousness. Like if you're under drugs or something, you know, laying there on a metal table or just any table at all, people looking down at you from above, there's high tech rooms, a bright saucer, like light hovering above you, mm-hmm. you know?
No, in a lot of the accounts, it's very similar. It's like they're in a circular room. It's very sterile. It's very medicalized. Yes. Like, yeah, a lot of them tend to be similar in that way.
Yes. And add in like sometimes being naked and like the pain. Mm-hmm. They could be going through loss of control of your own body's boundaries. Like it almost seems like from a sci-fi movie, but also from like a medical room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so under like, you know, drugs for surgery or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like anesthetics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have paralytics.
Yes. Yes. This one has a lot of terms that I'm not good at saying. It's hard. Yes.
Or are we good at saying them? But this is just a really strong cocktail. To be determined.
We'll see. So another take on it.
Bonus episode. Me and Katie pronounce different words.
Or try to. And we'll see if we're doing it right. You're the nurse. You're going to be better at that than I am.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Katie even told me what I have right now on my left breast.
I always use the
What's it called?
A hematoma.
Yeah, I have a hematoma right now. And I freaked out because it was like a lump on my breast. So I like texted Kara right away. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, you're fine. It was from the sex with Daddy. Okay. Well, I'm fine.
She's fine.
I was relieved.
She had fun doing it.
Yeah. Glad to have a nurse friend.
I will do breast exams all day long.
Go ahead. You've seen worse.
That is true. Nobody's asking me to hold their urinal. It's a great day.
She came over today and I was just like, pulled my shirt down. I'm like, here, look, what is this?
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So moving on. So another take on it. I'm going to read this snippet from an article in the Harvard Gadget. Richard McNally, a professor of psychology, and his colleagues recruited 6 women and 4 men who claimed they had been spirited away by ETs. Some of them more than once. So under hypnosis, 7 of the 10 reported having had their sperm or eggs extracted for breeding purposes or experiencing direct sexual contact with the space aliens. Each of these people was interviewed by either McNally or Susan Clancy, also a professor of psychology. Each also wrote a script that told the story of his or her abduction. The research team then made audio tapes spoken in a neutral voice from the scripts. The experiencers listened to these tapes in the lab of Scott at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Manchester, New Hampshire. As the tapes played, the researchers recorded their emotional responses using such measures as like heart rate and sweat on their palms, their hands, etc. The same procedure was done with 8 people haunted by traumatic experiences unrelated to abduction by aliens. When the 2 sets of measurements were compared, the results were striking. Experiencers showed surprisingly strong psychological reactions to the tapes of their alien encounters. The reactions were great or greater than those of individuals who cannot shake memories of combat, sexual abuse, and other punishing events. Mm-hmm. McNally announced that these findings at a meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in Denver. The results underscore the power of emotional belief, he noted. People who sincerely believe that they have been abducted by aliens show patterns of emotional and physiological response to these memories that are strikingly similar to those of people who have been generally traumatized by combat or sexual abuse or anything like that. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, no, that kind of came up and just when I did the deep dive into it was that PTSD can be strong, I mean, either cause or effect. Do they have PTSD because they were abducted or do they have PTSD and that's why they formulated the story?
Correct.
So yeah, 2 sides of the coin there. But no, I found that too when I was kind of going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. So another theory is what can happen is something called dreaming with your eyes open. And it's exactly as it sounds. Some people wake up, but not fully. And they're still in sleep. Oh, God, I'm not going to say it right again. Paralysis?
Paralysis.
Did I do it?
You did it.
Yes.
You did
okay,
it.
Finally. It only took me, what, 20-some episodes? Okay.
Everybody drink every time you say
yes.
That.
Oh, I'm taking a drink for that. I finally did it. Click and drink. Clink and drink. I'm proud of myself. All right. Because I come across that word a lot doing this. So. All right. Drink. Okay. Anyways. So yeah, dreaming with your eyes open. So you wake up in sleep paralysis and you're still dreaming with your eyes open. So you think you're seeing like hallucinations, but it's your dreams, but you see like your own bedroom, like you're in real life and it feels real. So that can happen too if you're having like alien dreams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You wake up and you see the thing on the ceiling or the thing in the corner of the room.
Or a UFO up your window.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yep. I've done that before.
Wait, really?
Have I been abducted?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Is that what you're into, Kara?
please be a reptilian overlord.
I hope they're hot.
Sounds like it. Very, very assertive.
Yes. Do you like getting probed?
I don't remember. Or do I?
Ooh. Bonus episode content. Okay.
Well, my Patreon. Watch Katie get probed.
Only $1 per month. Wow, I'm cheap.
Your shower's big enough.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so funny, because my next note is... But if it does get getting abducted by aliens does sexually intrigue you, it's definitely a feeling of being out of your own control and sexually submissive in all ways, to the point of putting you in a trance where you don't know what's going on. That can kind of R-wordy for some people. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But some people are into that, so.
Yeah, no, definitely like loss of control.
Yeah.
There's a big like impregnation like component mm-hmm. to it, like people wanting to be impregnated to like
have breeding.
Yes, breeding.
Or what if the alien is a submissive one? What if you're the dominant one?
I don't know that I've ever read an encounter where the aliens were submissive.
I didn't either.
Except for the unless they were like the different species.
Maybe.
Which we hadn't talked about, how you've got the reptilians.
Right.
And then you've got the Greys and the Nordics.
I didn't come across any submissive ones, though.
Well, I think the Greys are. Because usually it's the reptilian. Mm. You remember, you watched the, what was it, the David Huggins Love and Saucers?
Yes.
Remember how, like, the reptile guys, there was other ones that were, like, kind of their workers?
We'll go over that at the end.
Yeah, okay.
Totally.
Sorry.
But no, you're right.
If I'm making the joke.
No, you're right. Because I was asking about submissive. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
There's definitely, like, a caste system there, like a... socioeconomics or something.
Totally.
Yep.
Let's see. Lost my notes. Hang on. Okay, so there is another side of psychology for this. So I wanted to touch base on what happens to experiencers when they tell their story to others and they're often laughed at or mocked at. Like, people don't believe them most of the time, and they're told that they're crazy, and
they're minimized. They kind of gaslight them.
Yeah, like
they gaslight them a little bit, don't they?
Right, and like, so we're in no way like denying any encounter ever happening to any individual, but like, if you're an experiencer, like we're sorry if that's happened to you. That sucks, mm-hmm. you know. But there's also people that. Even if it has happened to you, like you get laughed at, mocked at, and then as the experiencer, you have to like deal with that too. And so there are like support groups for that. One is like Starborn Support. You can find it online. And it's just a bunch of experiencers who get together and talk about it and support each other.
That's
like,
cause
they're, yeah, cause usually laughed at and mocked and like, they believe each other.
Yeah.
So that's important too.
And they should be believed.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for psychology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's two sides of what it could be, what it can't be.
Right.
Three sides. And like, you know, even the psychology of like stuff you have to go through with people not believing you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Or it's your own dirty secret. And you love it and you want to keep it that way.
Uh-huh. Maybe. Ooh, Kara. What's going on here? You keep on hinting.
People think I'm single, but
oh no. Do you have a secret alien baby? Oh my god.
They're living somewhere else.
Not on this planet.
They've been retrieved because they can't handle the Earth atmosphere. Sorry, we shouldn't be laughing at this.
No, I love it. It's okay. It's okay to laugh at stuff. We respect people.
Mm-hmm. And their experiences.
Yes. So, yeah. Kara, do you hear, like, as we were recording, that like, some sort of noise in your headphones?
Yeah. So, if we sound a little bit off on this episode, it's because both of us have been having maybe interference.
We're hearing like
in our headphones, like
static.
Yeah, it's like artifact or static or something.
I don't know if it's picking up on the recording, but
and we're watching like the electrical stuff kind of go a little batty. So
it's kind of weird that this is like an alien episode and we're getting like weird electronic problems.
We're getting interference that is distracting.
Are we about to be abducted?
No,
they're listening to us.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh god. It's very odd. I never hear static.
I know. We've done this a few times now, and I've never had interference like this before.
Okay. Well.
So maybe we're being selected.
Maybe. They're listening to us.
We are excellent choices to improve ancient blood.
Elliot.
There's no phones home.
All right. They're like, these are our chances for...
They're like, they're telling all of our secrets.
Oh, no.
Those 150 downloads. Oh, no.
If something happens to Kara and I.
This is our final recording.
Well, we don't have any alien insurance. We
don't. No. Quick, sign up. Sign
up. Quick.
Get it signed.
Alien, if you're listening, you got to sign it, too. We can split the money.
We can do it. Sponsor us.
Sponsor us. Aliens or insurance?
Alien both. Insurance.
Cash in on both. Indulge in the past with History on the Rocks, the podcast that brings you the fascinating tales of lesser known history while you get ready for the weekend with your favorite drink in hand. Join Cody and Audrey as they uncork the stories that time forgot. From famous people like George Washington and his distillery to pirate queens causing mayhem on the high seas, each episode is a journey through the ages with endless possibilities. Give them a follow on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the news about latest episodes. So grab a glass, relax, and join them every Thursday, History on the Rocks, where you learn about the past while sipping in the present. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. And now back to the show. All right, so common practices. Ready?
Mm-hmm, ready.
So like we talked about before, I wasn't sure where to go about this because there's so many different alien species.
There's super subgenres.
And like, so it's like all their practices are going to be different. Mm-hmm. And there's no written like, but I don't know.
I mean, they have common themes though.
They do.
Like we've talked a little bit about the themes that seem to be...
I did watch a lot of porn about it.
No!
For science. Now all the websites think I'm into aliens, but my algorithm is getting a...
Oh, sure, quotation marks. They think she's into aliens.
They're like, we've already seen this from her.
This is what she has on speed dial most of the time.
So, tentacles. So I'd say that's like the most common.
See, tentacles, though, is where you lose me because I feel like tentacles are like below the sea.
That's what I first thought. And I was talking to Danny about this the other day because I had questions. I was like, wait, because all the tentacle porn I've watched, you never see it attached to any sort of being.
Like a body.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just like a solo tentacle.
And it's not underwater either.
No.
It? No.
And so like. Okay, so is the tentacle itself just its own thing, its own solo being, mm-hmm. is just going around non-consensually having sex with women? Like,
did you watch Species?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was like a human type of alien.
She was, and she was being hybrid to better their line or whatnot.
Yes. So she's very. Horny and like ravenous about like
there's definitely an innate drive there to procreate.
She got kind of r-worded r-ratey a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it without saying
it. Did you see with the lesser beings though that how it was tentacles though? Maybe you
no only, I don't think I saw that one.
That was like either Species 2 or Species 3.
Okay. I at least saw the first one.
Or they were like trying to recreate it in the lab and it was just tentacles. It was nothing else. It was just the tentacles.
Okay. In,
like blob form. So I guess there's that.
So, oh yeah, the blobs. Where they're
the
like.
Movie The Blobs or like.
No.
I'm talking about in Species.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about like how like. There is, well, they're considered aliens, and they're like a giant worm blob.
Oh.
That would just like.
Like Jabba the Hutt.
Kinda. Yeah. And they would just like, their thing was eating a person, like eating a woman. She'll be like naked, and like, she'll be like screaming, like, help, help. And like.
Does it have a face?
Or sometimes they're in, no. Oh. It looks like a.
It's an amoeba.
Yeah. And like, sometimes the person that's getting eaten is into it, and sometimes they're not. And like, but. That's the whole kink. It's just, there's porn videos about it. They're naked and they're just getting eaten by this giant, like 10-foot huge, long, fat worm thing.
Do you think, like, you know, there's people with slime fetishes out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or not fetishes, but, like, there's definitely an obsession with slime.
Yep.
But it's, like, it doesn't have a soul or, like, a what am I trying to say here? It's an inanimate object.
Are you talking about, like, oh, God, we did an episode on it. Like, slime and, like, just...
But it's wetness. It's alive. It's alive.
Okay. No, what I'm talking about is not alive. Never mind. Okay. But yeah, there's a lot of different weird... There's so many different alien species, and like it's an umbrella term. There's the parasites that like they're little worm things that like force themselves down your throat and to be eaten by you. And then they turn you into like a horny being.
Very, yeah.
And like now they're just implanted in your body and they turn you into this like... crazy horny person. All the porn I watched was you didn't watch all this porn.
I'm the prude in the
butt. Did it for science, Kara.
Apparently we need to have homework nights where you show me okay what I
we can have a movie night.
Here I think I'm all like badass watching Species 1 through 3.
Oh honey, let me I can't wait for that. You know what? We're going to do a live video recording.
And it had the lady from CSI in there.
I'm going to...
I thought I was a badass. Damn it, Katie.
No, this will be part of Patreon content. I'm going to show you clips and we're going to show get your live reaction.
No. Yes. Yes. No.
Go join patreon.com/kinksandcocktails for $1 a month to get this content. This is going to be great. Oh, the things I get to show you. I'm so excited. We'll do this after.
And Katie's going to say paralysis over and over again.
Okay, fine. I'll do that.
Paralysis. Okay. Paralysis. Paralysis. Which would you pay more to see? Me watching porn or her trying to say paralysis?
Oh, no. They could be both content, okay? It'll be all be on Patreon.
We're going to see how many downloads we get.
Love this. Oh, my God. So, let's see. Probing. Did we go over probing much?
I had the one historical encounter.
I'd say that's but one of the most common.
Isn't it that movie was based off of it, wasn't it?
Which one?
Was it Something in the Sky?
Paul the Alien?
No. Fire in the Sky.
I didn't see that one.
That was like a real encounter.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure he gets probed in that. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
So when people think about alien sex, I think that's the most common practice of people.
It's very medicalized.
Yeah.
It's like with probing. They're like trying to steal DNA,
mm-hmm.
your eggs, your sperm. They're putting things in your nose. They're putting things in your butt. It's very medical.
Yes.
Like it's like going to the dentist.
Yes.
Like all your worst fears.
Oh, I hate going to the dentist.
Or pleasures. I don't know.
If anybody, the only thing I like about the dentist is like a teeth cleaning. Anything else? The drilling? And no. Yeah. See, another common practice is aliens implanting eggs, like you said, into humans. Like the dildos. We came across the dildos.
I sent Katie a good one last night.
Yes.
I just on Etsy.
Explain what it is.
The craftsmanship.
I know, right?
So I don't even know if I'm saying this word right. Ovipositor?
We can add it to paralysis.
Ovipositor.
Okay.
And it was basically like a very phallic tentacle, maybe?
Yeah.
And then it's got eggs in it, and you like blow up the pressure of the egg, and so it shoots it inside of you.
Yes.
And it's got multiple eggs.
It's hollow.
Yep.
And then the eggs are made out of like a gelatin.
Like silicone.
Yeah, or silicone. Yes.
Yeah, like body safe.
Yep.
But it builds up pressure like a blood pressure cuff.
Yes.
I know a thing or two about that. It's actually, they made it with an extension.
It comes with like a pump.
Yeah. Yes. It pumps it up and it just shoots the silicone egg inside of you. And it's got multiple eggs.
And then you birth them out.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Eventually. I hope so.
Well, don't go into an MRI machine.
Yeah, so there's those dildos.
Do you think there's people walking around out there with their eggs inside of them being like, not ready yet? Not ready yet.
Probably. I mean, there's like the little metal bulb things that people walk around with. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this wouldn't be any different.
If any of you out there are walking around with, and not just alien eggs, but any dragons,
yeah,
goblins,
or anything,
reach out to us.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious about this.
You can fill out our anonymous Google form. You can find it pinned on our Twitter, pinned on our Facebook. You'll be 100% anonymous. Tell us your story.
Yeah. No, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Do you let the eggs come out right away, or do you just kind of like sit on them for a while?
Literally.
And like... Oh, man. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's a thing. People are into it. No, yeah. All for it.
Where is it? Where are you putting them?
Yeah.
Don't put them in your nose.
And how long? Yeah, don't do that.
Just don't do that.
That's got to be a tiny egg. Parasite egg.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you come across the cocoons?
No.
I have so much to show you.
Other than the movie.
Okay, so I didn't come across it much, but it is a thing where the aliens, like...
Other than the movie Species, where they have form like a cocoon. Hammock.
Yeah. But then it's, like, sexual. Like, they turn the humans into, like, an egg, and, like, it's... I don't know. I didn't know too much about it.
I need to know more about this.
I need to know more about it, too.
So it's a cocoon.
Yes.
And they turn the human into an egg.
Sometimes. Or they're just saving the human for when they want to breed with them.
Are they eating them? Or are they...
Sometimes. Oh, there's so many different...
It sounds like that could be part of like the slave ship scenario.
Yes.
Where you're in like a the Matrix.
Yes. Very
Matrix-y.
You're
like in the Matrix and mm-hmm. you're just ready... Or the breeding farm.
Yes.
That was one thing I came across was the breeding farm.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So that seems like that aligns with that then.
The cocoons. Yeah.
Very... Yeah. They're like in a cross matrix just... being wait to be bred.
You know, the aliens and those robots in the Matrix probably were like some sort of alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like technology and alien mm-hmm. is like hand in hand.
Oh, definitely.
I saw Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah?
3 times.
I don't think I saw it.
It's a series.
Okay.
I'm aging myself, but lots of sexy robots / aliens.
Ooh. I'll have to watch that one.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not so much aliens. But
it all sounds cool.
Right.
I guess moving on to our next subject is movies and TV. So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
So should we go over Love and Saucers?
Oh, gosh, there's a lot to unpack there.
The documentary. So to everybody listening, it's about a guy named David Huggins, who's 72. And he claims to have lost his virginity to an ET as a young man. Like, he said he's, what, 17 when this happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it started younger, though. It started when he was much younger, but he didn't lose his virginity until he was 17.
I think you're right. So, and now he creates art to express his feelings about his interspecies romance. So the story is, he went into the woods when he was younger, behind his house, and he saw two little alien men. A hairy insect-like tall creature, and a woman alien wearing a blue coat. They told him to sit down on a bench and to remove his clothes. He did, and then they told him to lay down. He lay down, and all of them started touching him all over, and then he got aroused. The three men creatures stopped touching him and moved back, and the woman alien climbed on top of him, and they had sex as the other three watched. When they finished, the woman told him to forget, quote unquote, and that's the first story of his sexual encounter with aliens.
So, you know what I found really interesting about this movie?
What?
His, like, paintings.
Yeah.
And that they're genderized. When you think of aliens, you would think that there isn't a male and a female and that kind of stuff.
Unless there is.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
There can be, but
he's also 72 and older, so maybe he didn't know.
But when he started doing the paintings, though, he was younger.
Right.
But
in his time, different genders wasn't like male and female.
But like,
you know what I mean?
His painting was like literally a female human body,
right
below, and then the face was like the egg shape, big right. eyed, what we would think of as an alien.
Okay,
so I found it really interesting how like below the neck it was very human, but then they talk about how aliens like plant images of, like, they're shapeshifters. It's
right.
Like, it can come to you.
It could be whatever they thought he would be attracted to.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, but as paintings, it's very human below the neck, and then, like, the face is very, like, alien.
I didn't notice that. You're right.
Yeah. And the other thing about the way that he, like, talks about his experiences is, like, you know, like, you can talk to people that have delusions. You can talk to people that have, you know, schizophrenias and stuff like that. And he, and I know the one guy that was the producer, and I was coming across it because the guys that wrote the Screwed by Aliens.
Yeah.
The one guy that produced that documentary, he also did some other stuff on like A&E or History Channel and stuff like that. And they said why they wanted to do his story was because he did not give a shit about
making money,
getting attention, money, any of that.
Which I noticed that too. But at the same time, he sets up an art gallery. Did he sell his paintings or charge admission to it?
I don't know, but I mean, if you look at his showing, quotation marks, there weren't a ton of people there. There were other like experiencers there. So it was more valid. It wasn't about the art. It was more about the validation of the other experiencers.
Like a little support group.
Yeah. Only that, like when you look at somebody and they're lying or they're whatever, they've got tells. They've got giveaway stuff. And he was just so neutral, matter of fact.
Unless he believes that much in it.
Yeah, but
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, when you...
Some people, like, will look to the right if they're lying or, you know, they have their own... You're right. I didn't notice anything.
No, he was just very, like, matter of fact. Like...
He was just very, like, I just want to tell my story.
Yeah. And maybe he didn't, but people were just asking him about it.
Right.
So, and that was the interesting piece and why like they picked him to do that documentary about, because everybody else was looking for something and he was just kind of like, meh.
You don't have to pay me anything. Yeah, like I just want to.
Yeah, this happened to me. Like my family can think whatever. My ex-wife thought I was nuts.
Right.
And he's like, I'm just making my paintings.
And that's a good point.
Yeah. So.
But one thing I did find interesting is that he did have all of. He had a collection of like thousands of movies of sci-fi.
He did. Yeah, I know. The VHS tape behind him from the Walmart bin.
And he said that he's been obsessed with like these types of movies since he was like 7 years old.
Yeah.
So that goes back to the psychology part of like, is he just trying to...
Chicken or the egg?
Well, because he said his parents...
Was he
I think maybe he was creating a story. No, yeah. It's fine. We're natural. We're fine.
Disposed.
I think...
Again, come listen to us. I pronounce words.
Hey, if we do live shows someday, there's no editing. So get used to it now. It's fine. I found interesting, though, that he did say at one point... His parents were like alcoholics and abusive. And a lot of the times he would find things to like dissociate from that, which the movies. And yes, we're pouring drinks over here. We're going to need one after this.
Sorry.
But like, we're kinks and cocktails. It's fine.
ASMR.
ASMR.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I wonder, like, oh, my God, you're sipping. The mouthy noises ASMR. Oh, God. All right. Thanks for that, Kara.
Hey, I didn't go to the bathroom.
Like I did. We'll edit that part out.
You edited that out. That's not fair.
But no, I wonder if he's like using all of his sci-fi interests to dissociate from his parents' abusive moments since he was 7. At that age, you want to find something to delve into when these things are happening. Like if your parents are fighting, maybe he is going to his room and watching a sci-fi movie.
Selected because of his open mind of things.
Oh no, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what else I found interesting, and I was maybe thinking about like looking it up. But remember in his sexual encounter when the alien told him respite the orifice?
No,
wasn't that what she said?
I can't remember exactly.
I'm probably butchering this, but I thought that when he was finishing, he's like, they were saying, respite the orifice. And I'm like, respite.
Oh.
Let's break that down. Let's uh-huh. break it down. Like, respite, relief.
Okay.
Orifice, hole.
Like, he was sexually frustrated?
No, like, relief, or, like, it was that their way of saying orgasm?
Oh.
Like, respite. I thought, I mean, I could be butchering this. I thought, I tried to go back and look it up again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure that on that first encounter, he said, the alien said, respite the orifice.
Wow.
Which I think was, like, their terminology for, like, relieve yourself.
But either way, they're telling him to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was, yeah.
Wow.
So I just thought that was interesting. I'm like, wait.
No, I didn't.
And that's such an unusual, no matter who he is and what he's watched, where would he come with that specific language? Well,
that's again, maybe he's creating his own world.
I don't know. It's really
his own fantasy. Well, your own fantasy, your own world. If you're the person that's about, I'm sorry, I'm not saying this is true or this is happening to you. I'm just saying if somebody was creating their own world to escape from their own reality, it's going to be very specific, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like it's their escape. True. They want to create their own, you know, so it might not be, it might be, who knows,
yeah,
but know. That is a good point.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it was an interesting terminology.
Yeah.
To call something like that.
Yeah, so pretty, like, go look up his artwork. It's really interesting to look at. It's pretty cool. Shout out to you, David. Again, that was called, what was that called again?
Love and Saucers.
Love and Saucers. Great
doc. No, and, like, the guy that was one of the producers, he also does Ancient Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
And he's done some other things on, like, A&E or History Channel.
Yeah.
So he's not just, like, he's more of, a history buff than he is, like, a...
Right.
You know, like a UFOologist or whatnot.
So if you like all that stuff, go give it a watch. It was really good to watch.
It was good to watch. It was interesting.
Yeah. All right. Next up, I got Roswell.
Okay. So I did not have time to watch all the
Roswell. Oh, no. There's many seasons. I only watched a few episodes. I've never seen it before.
Did you watch the old one or the new one?
The old one. It's like
the best one.
It's like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but with aliens.
Yep.
It's like a teen drama, mm-hmm. but with.
And like the sheriff is Giles.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like the one dad is Giles.
Yes.
No, I totally love that.
It was good. I liked it.
Yeah. And they had extra capable like abilities.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
The Tabasco sauce. I thought that was so funny. So everybody listening who has not seen it. The Tabasco sauce, they carry around like bottles of it, right? Mm-hmm. The aliens do. Mm-hmm. The aliens look like humans, by the way. Yeah. And they down like an entire bottle of Tabasco sauce with every meal, mm-hmm. right? Because it helps them digest the human food. Did I get that right?
I think so. It's been a while for me, but yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Just funny. It is good. It's teen drama, which
it's,
I love.
It's, you know, the WB made some great shows.
Yes,
the and WB. And I think they continue to, but I mean, uh-huh. it's not, that was a TV channel.
Not as good
they
anymore.
They don't have streaming anymore, do they?
Is WB or still around?
No, I don't think they are.
Oh, sad.
I know, but they made old. Great shows.
They did.
I love the WB.
I mean, the shows are still available to watch, but I don't think
yeah, WB is. Yeah, but are they making new content? Do they have a streaming channel? I don't think so.
But it was good. I liked Roswell from what I saw.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Reminded me of Buffy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love stories. Love and aliens.
Instead of a different vampire every episode, it was like a different alien situation every episode. Mm-hmm. I liked it. All right. Next up, the movie Earth Girls Are Easy. That was so
what's
good.
Not to love?
I can't believe I've never seen this before.
You hadn't seen
it? Was
it?
My first time watching it. Oh, my God.
When we talked about doing this episode, I was like, Katie, you have to watch it. Like, you have to watch it. Because a lot of like, the kink / experiences yeah. encounters are very female, like, female mm-hmm. Human male alien. So the fact that it was a human woman with these hot aliens.
Jim Carrey was one of them. Like, they're all like blue and like furry. Yeah, and
and they give him a makeover.
Yes. That was, oh God.
And Jeff Goldblum. I'm sorry. Yes. Even today, he is just.
Even as an alien.
hot, 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 hot.
He makes a sexy alien.
He does.
All the aliens are good looking. It was weird.
I mean, he wasn't so hot when he was a fly barfing all over the place, but that was a different movie.
It's for a different episode.
That was more genetic mutilation than it was alien stuff, but... But no, like, I just, and it was just, like, comedic relief with Earth Girls.
It was like easy. A musical.
Yeah.
They, like, break out in song and dances randomly.
Gina Davis. Oh, at her peak.
But when she did have sex with him, who was it? The one alien named Mac? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seemed magical.
Yeah. I mean, that light source is another thing with, like, the,
yeah.
With the encounters, is that there's some kind of a light beaming into them.
They were like floating.
It makes them feel warm, yeah. And you know, fuzzy or whatever.
They're both like floating in the air together. Mm-hmm. Like
they're levitating.
Uh-huh. Yes, levitating.
Those light beams, I tell you.
Oh my God.
Great. I love the three actors that are in it though.
Yes. Like
you've got Jim Carrey. Was it Damon Wayans? One of the Wayans
brothers. Yes.
And then Jeff Goldblum. I mean, in their prime. They are yes. Babies. They're babies.
Jim Carrey especially. That's just like his natural normal character is to act like a weird.
Yeah.
Like it was perfect quirky, for him.
Like,
yes. He's like, make alien noises. Got it. Done. Like yeah, that's my normal done. Natural. Like
I do that every Tuesday and Thursday.
His typical Tuesday.
Done.
But it's so funny though. Before the main female character who had a relationship with Mac, the alien, before the first time they had sex, she's like, wait, how is this going to work? How are our private parts? Are they,
yeah.
How did this going to, wouldn't that be funny to figure out if you were yeah. in this situation?
What if it's on their forehead?
Like, right. Like, what, how do
what
we,
what if it's on their shoulder?
Yeah. Like, how do we navigate this? But
anatomy.
Yes.
What's your anatomy? That's dating sites.
That's a different puzzle.
Where's your anatomy?
Where's your anatomy located? .com
compatibility.
What do you like? What do I like? What are we doing? How are you gonna
mine's
get this
on my
done?
Toe, yours is on the forehead. I don't know.
That's actually not a bad idea. Actually,
it requires some flexibility, but
yeah, what if somebody is like in between their toes, that's their favorite spot, and what if they're trying to find somebody who that's where they like to put it? I mean,
there's people like that out there.
Yeah. How do you find each other? That's a good idea for a dating site.
Yeah.
What do I like? What do you like? Let's do this.
Where's your spot?
Where's your spot?
It's kind of like being
where's your spot.com?
It's kind of like
TM.
Cat. It's a cat. Cats do that.
Really?
Where's the spot? Oh,
right there. Right there.
Some. It's under the chin.
Scratch right there.
In the ear.
Scratch right there.
Top of the tail. Where's your spot.com? Sponsor us.
No. TM. We're starting it. Trademark.
TM. Okay. Nobody can steal that.
No.
I just sent an envelope in the mail to trademark it.
Yes.
Nobody steal this.
We can do that online now, Kara.
Oh. How old am I?
No, that was my first thought too. That was in the mail. Wait, no. We can do that online. But what if it's already a website? We need a new one.
Where do I get my postage stamps? At the airport.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love it because it's true.
What if where's your spot.com is already taken? We need another one.
I think you should look it up right now. Although we can't have interference, but
I'll take it off airline mode. That's fine.
I'm pretty sure that was aliens.
Where's your spot.com, right?
Yep. I bet it's a vacation site.
Oh. Let's see.
I feel better about you Googling it than me.
Oh, splot. Is it splot? Not splot. Well, maybe that's what we should call it.
It's splot.
Where's your splot? Where do you want your splot? Nope. Where's your spot.com is available. TM.
I love this.
All right. So moving on. Let's see. Earth Girls are easy. The Seed. Did you watch The Seed movie?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
I didn't.
I'll tell you all about it.
I really went down the rabbit hole with Species.
Yeah.
Once you watch one, you just want to watch all of them.
There's so much to watch with this.
Not only that, the streaming on that was like really, it wasn't on like my normal like streaming.
Oh, thanks for the reminder. I have to like cancel that.
Yeah.
It was free trial.
What is it? Zubu or... Foo-foo or pee-pee or poo-poo.
What are you watching?
No, those are the streaming sites.
It was AMC Plus.
Okay. One of them someone was like Furbo or.
Oh, there's a lot of weird names.
I know.
Furby, like, free to be. I know what you're talking about.
I swear I didn't.
Okay. No, I know.
I didn't have that one, okay? No.
That wouldn't be on the dark web. So it is on AMC Plus if you want to watch it. It's called The Seed. It's where three girls do a girls' weekend vacation at a cabin in the middle of nowhere. And they find this little like alien thing that kind of looks like an animal, but kind of not. It's all slimy. It looks like a giant rodent. And then they try to take care of it because one of them is like, well, they're all like super into animals. Like, well, I don't know what they're it like is, but we've got to.
They're like, it's a squirrel baby.
Yeah. The thing is like three, four feet big. Okay. Like, but it looks like a naked rodent. Yeah. And one girl is like, no,
what
we got
to. What did they call it in the Princess Bride?
I don't know what.
Rodents of unusual size.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was so funny because, like, one of the girls was, like, didn't care. They're like, it's, like, dying because it was, like, sick. And they're like, let's just get rid of it. I don't care how.
It smells bad.
Yeah, it did. And then the other girls were, like, caring so much, like, their love for animals. No. Like, we don't know what this.
Have a pancake.
Yeah. They're like, we don't know what this is, but we got to, like, take care of it, nurse it back to health or something, you know. And so then, let's see.
Are you on the internet right now?
Yes.
I want to see what a picture of it
looks. You want to see?
I want to see a picture of it.
Okay.
Does it look like a...
The Seed Alien.
Again, Patreon. Follow us for my reactions.
Yes. Here it is. It's like
See,
it kind of looks like an animal. Like a rodent, right? Like a giant rodent.
It's mummified, though.
And it's like slimy.
It looks dry.
No, it's kind of slimy.
How many fingers does it have?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But the thing is just weird. So now you know what it looks like.
Not something you want to take care of.
Well, if you care enough, I don't know. There's some ugly animals out there that...
I mean, I guess I take care of people.
There are some mean souls out there that she still has to take care of.
Slimy, petrified.
Oh, no. So anyways, like, so this alien animal thing, it's an alien, I guess, in the movie. So it turns into this giant blob, like from, why can't I think of its name? Not Star Wars, Star Wars, the giant blob guy.
Jabba.
Yeah, kind of looks like that. And like consumes these women, like they're just swimming in his blobness.
Oh.
But this, he like puts a trance on them where they're into it.
Another movie like that though, where like they suck them in and make one big
hive. It seems to be a thing. And like,
oh, it's like the breeding farm. It's a hive. It's a hive collective.
Yes. Cause the women do get pregnant after being consumed by his blobness. And they're in a trance. They get turned on by it. The women do.
It kind of sounds, I'm not even going to say it.
So the two girls, if you don't know, then you don't do it. So the two, that's my rule. So the two girls, two out of the three girls get pregnant by this thing. They have like a threesome. And the next day, they look human still, the girls, but they're like obviously pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it's just normal. And they're still in their trance and they're just hanging by the pool in their bikinis. And the other girl comes out who did not participate or knew what was going on. Yeah. And was like, how are you guys like 6 months pregnant? Like, what is going on? And they're like, it's fine. The alien thing that we locked into that room, it's going to be our baby daddies. And like, and the one girl who's like sane, quote unquote, during all this is like, we got to get out of here. But then the two girls start giving birth.
Oh boy.
I don't want to spoil it too much if people want to watch it.
I'm kind of bummed I didn't watch this.
You still can.
I know, but it would have been great to add.
It's good. But one thing okay.
Is it campy?
Kinda.
Nice.
So one thought I had, aliens having sex with humans, how does that work with STDs? Are there alien STDs? There's human STDs. What if a human or vice versa gets at each other's STDs? It's going to affect them differently.
My medical opinion is that it's not biologically possible.
Okay. But pregnancy is? We don't know.
Apparently that's possible. In your imagination, it's possible.
But I would think STDs could be a thing.
Species part 3, Mm-hmm. It's like we are superior in being able to like conquer diseases, and that's why they want to like breed with us, because we can overcome viruses and environmental things.
I would think the aliens are more advanced.
The hybrid species started dying because of pollutants like pollen and funguses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Something to think about.
It is something to think about.
We have no answers.
We have no answers.
Maybe the government does, but
if you have experiences, message us.
Mm-hmm. Or the government message us. Yeah. Let us know. So another movie, How to Talk to Girls at Parties.
Okay, so did you notice we're getting more interference as...
Kinda. Yeah. A little bit more static.
Yep.
Listeners...
We're getting close. We're getting close to things we shouldn't be talking about.
No. I just said the government, too. They got us on their radar.
Oh, my goodness. You know where to find our wills. If this is our last communication.
Oh, boy. But the movie How to Talk to Girls at Parties, it's about... guys who, it's very SLC punk kind of style movie.
So the crazy thing about that one was that it was an A24 movie.
Yeah.
And if anyone else has watched those movies where it's like Hereditary or Midsommar, it's like they do a lot of horror.
Mm-hmm.
Or what was the other one that they did? Pearl. I haven't watched that one. But I just thought it was pretty wild that this one had it was a little bit more positive, and I'll let you talk more about that. But for those of you that are A24 fans, this was kind of a wild ride. So, cue Katie.
Let's see. Oh, let me look at my notes here. Well, okay, so they're at like a punk show, like a house party or whatever, right?
And it's retro too.
Yeah.
Like it's like
in the 80s.
Yeah, it takes place in like the punk era of like England. They're like even British.
Where they're all like anarchy and yeah.
Sid Vicious.
Yes.
That kind of era.
So the girl that they meet that they're talking to at the party, she's an alien, right? And the one guy, they go to like this house party.
Somebody sends them there.
Yes.
They're like, we know so-and-so.
They're like, we know this but secret after
but
show.
But it's like a fraternity.
Kind of.
It's like a fraternity house. And they're like, you have to know the password to get in. And then they're like, oh, you know so-and-so,
mm-hmm.
who's like an upper level being. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, okay, you guys can come in.
It's like going to the secret after party.
Yeah. And then they have this like, there's different
rooms.
Different rooms. Like different, how do you even describe it? It's a think piece for sure.
Yeah.
Because they're like wanting to integrate into like different knowledges.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And there's like different rituals going on in each room with these aliens. And these punk guys who are humans just show up and they're like, well, this is something we've never seen before. But they think it's so punky that it's like, these are just some artsy people.
Yeah. They think it's like art installations.
Yeah. Like, which I would think so too.
Right.
That's what it looked like.
It's so ahead of your time. And then they meet up with the one alien that's like also a little bit anarchist for their motto.
Even for the aliens model, yeah, like on their planet.
You're just way too, mm-hmm. just stop rocking the boat.
There's punks and anarchists on every planet, apparently. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to spoil it anymore.
I don't want to spoil it, but
It was good.
It was very interesting, very original. I love everything that comes out of A24. Yeah. I mean, they mostly do horror, but like it was a think piece a little bit.
I think it was.
And that was the only one that I saw that was like had a more positive ending.
Yes.
Where it was like, oh, you know, like,
yeah,
sweet.
I think I'm going to say it's one of my favorite movies to watch doing this research. So,
okay.
Yeah. How to Talk to Girls at Parties. Go check it out. Let's see. I think that's it for movies. That's all I watched. Movies,
TV shows.
Yeah.
I once we had the assignment, I watched so many Species.
I watched the one. I'm going to watch the other ones now. I will.
Species 1 with Forest Whitaker, and then they had the same cast in Species 2, and then Species 3 they still had the original lady. Like, to have that many sequels with like the same actors, mm-hmm. was pretty amazing.
That means it's good.
And I didn't make it to Species of the Awakening.
How many are there?
Four
total. Yeah. Okay.
But the one is a modern uptake.
Like a remake?
No, like a, not a remake, like a revisioning of it.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I told Katie, and I feel bad for telling her this. I said, if you watched one, you've watched them all.
Uh-huh.
The third one, they changed the storyline to make it more interesting.
I'll watch the rest.
Or it wasn't just human alien. Then they brought in all this other stuff.
So. Okay. Different species.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe the humans weren't. Yeah.
It's on my list. Without, I have a movie list. No. And I'll.
Like, I literally did that all weekend, was watch Species.
That sounds like a great weekend.
It was a great weekend. I loved it.
So should we talk about conventions and like cons and like.
You would know more about that than I would.
So, well, I don't go to cons. No, I've gone a couple times just for like the parties, but.
If you did the research on it. So yeah, let's talk about it.
That's the thing. There wasn't much.
So there was the book that I read that, Screwed by Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
There was one woman in the book and she's notorious for like her UFOologist experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And part of their convention was sexual encounters.
Like the entire con is for?
No, not the entire. Okay. It wasn't a con. It was a UFO experience convention.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a fantasy thing. It wasn't a fetish thing. This was like, these are people that had actual sexual encounters with aliens.
Or any encounters.
Yes, everything.
I'm sure they had different panels for that.
She specifically zeroed in on the sexual encounters.
Like it was there's panels about the sexual kind, panels about not probably
panels, but maybe support groups. I don't know.
Well, if you go to a con, there's different panels.
No, but it's not like a con. This wasn't a con. This was like a UFO convention.
Okay.
This
right.
wasn't a con. This wasn't a cosplay. This wasn't fantasy. These are people
who, well, it's a convention.
They feel that they had actual alien encounters.
Yes. But at any con, they have panels.
And they're researchers. Yes. Researchers, which is different from a con.
There's going to be a meeting.
Con is culture.
Okay. Maybe I didn't know this. I just thought con was short for convention.
I feel like con is more cosplay, more fiction.
It can be.
Yeah.
But there's all sorts of different cons.
I don't hear anyone saying I'm going to UFO con.
I've heard that. Like paranormal con. Yeah. I don't know. I guess we don't know. Correct us if we're wrong, please.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is con short for convention? I don't know.
I thought con is more like fiction.
There can be. I don't know.
Cosplay. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, but what I found is like there is gatherings about like UFO people, you know, and then there's different talks about specifying like there's a meeting at 7 o'clock about people who want to gather and talk about their sexual experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So there's meetings within the convention. Yeah.
Culture of the convention.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they're called panels.
I always thought panels was like when you just have like the guest speakers.
Yeah. Basically.
Rather than.
Like, it's all scheduled times.
Yeah.
And so you can pick where do you want to go to. Like
moderated or.
Yeah. So you can pick what you want to go to.
I don't know.
I've only gone to cons for like the after parties. Like. I don't know. That's a whole experience within itself. That's a whole different episode. Yeah, I think that's it. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't. I think that was like a huge topic. I don't even feel like we scratched the surface.
No, probably not. There's probably going to be people that are super obsessed with aliens. Like, they didn't cover this or that. Like,
we probably like made some people upset. We probably connected with some people. Like,
and educated lots who knew nothing about it. So
Right.
But in the future, we'll definitely do like a part two because there's so much.
Well, no, like we have so many subgenres.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So yeah, thanks for everyone for tuning in. So should we tell everyone what we're doing next for the next episode?
I think we should.
Do you want to say it? Or do you want me to?
I can say it.
Go ahead.
Burping.
I would fake burp right now on cue, but I can't.
We all need a Coca-Cola and a Domino's pizza.
Yes.
To do it.
Oh, drink pairing will be easy for this one.
It sure will.
So, burping fetishism will be next.
Love you guys.
Good night. Thanks, everyone. Bye.